Hey everybody, welcome back to the Rooster's Call. My name is Latrice and Melvin and I are back at it again for another edition. Today we're going to be talking about behavior, right? But more specifically, family behavior. I think this topic is so important during a time like this because I think COVID-19 brought families together, right?
Yes.
But when the virus passes, we should still be making time for each other. One of the things that I want to get into first, Melvin, is that I think this virus forced a lot of parents to become parents and that they finally started to realize what teachers and administrators are going through when they have to be with their child all day. Now that we see parents struggling to adapt to being at home all day with their kids, I mean, it's a problem, right? So yes. their behavior may be different. Parents may lash out at their kids or they may not give them enough attention. The virus still has a lot of people working from home, which means they're confined to a desk and they're isolated from the rest of their family, right?
Yes.
How do you think parents can make time for their little ones when they're nipping at their heels all day?
Well, there's a couple of things that you can do. First thing is to have family time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody has embraced family time. And a lot of that means no computers, no technology, you know, just going back to a place where we actually spent time to talk, had family dinners, play board games, you know, like Monopoly or card games like Uno, Skip Bowl, and different things like that.
No more Hulu zombies.
Right, exactly. No more Hulu zombies. And so that has actually started to take form.
Yeah.
And give the, you know, the parents and the kids building blocks for not just a relationship now, but a relationship in the future.
Yes.
When, you know, when there's some normalcy that passes over us, then there will be a time and a place for family time.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be looked at or looked upon as just Christmas, Thanksgiving, Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July. You know, when
something
we're normally,
I just have to do.
Right. It's more like I want to spend time with them. I want to get to know them. I want to talk. This is a very important time. It's a perfect time because a lot of kids are getting stories about their parents when they were younger that they never knew about because we're just sitting here and just talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on where you live, you could still be in a hot spot. So this could affect your ability to travel for some. So for some, this year, a family vacation may not take place. What are some fun things that families can do to make up for that?
Well, again, it goes back to the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you have a backyard or not, whether you have close family and friends in the community that you live in, or one of the things that's happening are the communities are becoming families to one another again.
Yes.
We're talking to our neighbors a lot more than we ever have before. We'll be going, you know, we're more friendly.
Yes.
We're more active in our churches, you know, in our in our community centers, where as we slowly get back to going to certain things, a lot of the community things that we were doing, a lot of the organizational things that we were doing are coming back bigger and stronger than ever, because people are understanding that that need for connection is real. Now, as far as vacationing and things like that, whatever's close to you, whatever's close by, I think that, you know, traveling an extended amount of time or going long distances at this point in time may not be the best thing this summer.
Sure.
But I do believe as time goes on, of course, things will loosen up and get better. And when you stay close to home, it does help you with some of the anxiety that you feel about the coronavirus or COVID-19, as they call it. Because anxiety triggers a couple of things. And one of those things that it does is that it can trigger your fight or flight stress response. And so when it releases that flood of chemicals and hormones, you respond in that, you know, in that mindset. So like adrenaline into your system, in short term, this increases your pulse and breathing rate so your brain can get more oxygen. But that's not necessarily the best thing that you want to experience. You want to walk into everything slowly without the anxiety, without feeling like you have to worry about, you know, did this kid wash their hands? Did that person wash their hands? Why they don't have a mask? And,
they just sneezed. Did I get it?
Right. You know, those types of things.
Yeah.
So that part of the anxiety has to be cut. But you do that by staying close to home, by getting familiar with your surroundings, knowing what you have to do for your family. And so if you do leave or go somewhere, you'll know what to do overall.
Gotcha. Now, my last question is, how can parents manage their stress level during this time? You know, especially people like you, you don't get the summers off, right? Not like teachers. So how do you find time to rest during all this calamity and commotion?
Well, the thing is, there's two things that you need to understand first in order to manage your stress levels. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's not our fault that this virus happened.
Right.
However, we do have a lot of adults that feel guilty or guilt because they can't do anything or they don't feel like they can do something for their kid at this point in time.
Right.
Guilt is a normal emotion. Though it can paralyze some people, you know, somebody may feel for something he did, something he think he did, or something he failed to do. And those are the three things that they, you know, that COVID-19 has found us in the situation where, is it something I did? Is it something that I didn't prepare for? Is it something that I need to do? You know, because when it hit, it kind of took us all by surprise. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, all our kids were at home.
Yep.
What do I do?
All five of them.
Right. And given how uncontrollable guilt can feel, it can provide a strong motivation to constantly be apologizing or try to correct or make up for a wrong that you had nothing to do with and behave more responsibly. And it also allows you to behave more responsibly in the future because you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the first thing that parents need to understand. The guilt, let it go.
Yes.
You don't have to make up for the days that they've missed for school or the playtime or the connection between their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just live in the moment right now. And so a byproduct of that guilt also you just start feeling numb, you know, helpless, because we can't actually fight it, beat it, or break it. So if we can't fight something that we see or beat it or break it that's attacking us, attacking our family, you get this numbing feeling like you're helpless to do anything about it.
Right.
But that's not true. We are not helpless to do anything about it.
Right.
We have, you know, all the symptoms, and we have, you know, the security and comfort of knowing that mask and cleaning supplies and, you know, gloves and all these things matter. And they matter in small quantities and even in small amounts. But the more we use these things, the more we take action toward feeling numb to what we can and can't do, then we take action toward relieving that stress that we may or may not feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stress, again, is a byproduct of something else. So this has caused the stress. This particular virus may make us have certain feelings about it, and those certain feelings translate into the stress.
Mm-hmm.
So when we know how we feel about it, then we know how to counteract it and have a less stressful life as we continue to go through this.
I think that's awesome too, especially for the people that have mom guilt or dad guilt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of people are going through that right now. So thank you so much for your insight.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into our second edition. If you haven't already, be sure to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/theBlueRoosterMag, excuse me, or online at theBlueRooster.org.
Spell it.
Yes, we need you guys to know. This is one of our bloopers, so laugh along with us, everybody. The Blue Rooster is spelled B-L-E-U, not B-L-U-E. So for those of you who may have been trying to find us, so you reached a dead link, it is B-L-E-U. So keep that in mind and be sure to check us out. See you next time.